أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته and welcome back to another episode of Living the Quran through the Living Quran. In this particular series, we've been going through chapter number 36, which is Surah Yasin. And today in our discussion, we want to look at verses number 22 through to number 27. As we'll recall from our previous discussions in this chapter, we reached to a point basically where God tells us that he had sent two messengers to a town, and we refer to that town, as commentators have mentioned, as Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati in Tafsir al-Nur has mentioned, as reported to be the city of Antakya, which is in present-day Turkey, and that this was a town of commerce, of trade, of a very important city at that at this particular time of the story, when it was transpiring. And although the people were disbelievers, obviously God showed his mercy to them and sent to them two of his messengers. And we recall that the people decided to disregard, to reject these two individuals. And then God told us that he strengthened these two with a third. And then later on in the story, we saw how a man came running from the furthest part of the city. And as we talked about it, that this seemed to be an individual from that particular community, that he heard of these messengers. He obviously heard about them being belied, about them being rejected by the majority of the people. And he came to his community and told them that, you know, why do you not believe in these men of God who ask you no reward? In the series of verses which we want to look at today, we see the continuation of the discourse of this individual and what he spoke to his own community and the eventual outcome of this person. Without further ado, let us listen to the Arabic of these verses and the English translation, and then we'll come back and review the verses for today, and also derive some takeaway points that we can learn and that we can try to implement within our daily lives. Allah says the following in this portion of Surah Yasin.
وَمَا لِيَ لَا أَعْبُدُ الَّذِي فَطَرَنِي وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ أأتخذ من دونه آلهة إن يردني الرحمن بضر لا تغن عني شفاعتهم شيئا ولا ينقذون.
What reason have I not to worship him who has created me and to whom you all shall be brought back? Shall I take apart from him others as gods? Whose intercession, if the most gracious God should decide to do me some harm, will be of no avail to me, nor will they be able to even rescue me from that harm.
إِنِّي إِذَا لَفِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ إِنِّي آمَنْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ فَاسْمَعُونَ قيل ادخل الجنة قال يا ليت قومي يعلمون بما غفر لي ربي وجعلني من المكرمين.
Surely in case I do anything of the kind, I should be falling into a clear error. I have believed in your true Lord, therefore listen to me. It was said to him by God, enter paradise. He said, oh, would that my people knew. For what reason has my Lord granted me protection from pitfalls in this life and included me among the honored servants of his? According to what has been mentioned in Tafsir al-Nur, Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati states that this story has been referred to in Tafsir Majma al-Bayan, and that it took place during the time of Prophet Isa, Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, in which he sent two of his disciples, what are known as the Hawariyun, to the city of Antakya to guide the people to the path of God. And along the way, they met an individual who is known in, or is referred to in the traditions as Habib al-Najjar. The two disciples of Prophet Jesus, after meeting up with Habib, they performed an extraordinary feat, a miracle, something obviously God-given, and that after Habib saw this, that he accepted their religion, he brought about true faith, and that he became one of the believers alongside these two disciples of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. According to Majma al-Bayan, these two individuals entered into the city. However, they once again, as we had mentioned, that they realized that the people began to belie them, to reject them, to discount their message. However, they continued and they persisted. And it is mentioned in the commentary that eventually Prophet Jesus sent a third individual named Shimon to strengthen these two, just as the Quran has alluded to without mentioning their names. And at this point, we're told that when these three people had gathered together, that they went to the king of that town. And after some deliberation, some time had passed, that they had been speaking and educating the king, the leader of this nation, that we're told that he finally accepted the true faith. He accepted the teachings of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. And that an overwhelming majority of the people of his town also ended up accepting this faith of Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him. Sheikh Mohsin Qaraati mentions that this hadith, this narration that we've just conveyed, has been mentioned in many other books of commentary of the Quran. However, he states that for multiple reasons, it's not really possible to accept this narration. And he narrates, or he gives us a few of the reasons why. One of them is, he says that God mentions directly in Surah Yasin that God himself sent two messengers. Whereas in the story that we've just narrated, that has been recounted in many of the books of commentary, that Prophet Jesus sent two of his companions, the Hawariyun. And so this is the first contradiction that we can see. The second thing is that the verses of the Quran show us that the people received some form of a punishment for their rejecting the messengers of God. And in the tradition which has been mentioned in Majma' al-Bayan and in other commentary books, this is not mentioned. Actually, the direct opposite is spoken about, where the people accepted the message, an overwhelming majority accepted the messages of these prophets, of these companions rather, these disciples of Prophet Jesus, according to that narration, and therefore they were spared the punishment. And so Mohsin Qaraati mentions that this is the contradiction which is apparent between the traditions and between the actual direct verses of the passage of Surah Yasin. In any case, whether the narration is correct or whether we disregard that and just look at the actual text of the Quran and the story which God has been bringing forth to us, we don't want to get bogged down on the specifics. Let us go to the takeaway points, what we can derive and learn from this collection of verses of Surah Yasin, and to better appreciate and live and implement these Quranic lessons within our day-to-day lives. One of the first points that we can take away is that those who refuse to submit to the Creator, they will be actually condemned in the court of their own consciousness. Meaning that a person does not just disbelieve and that's it, but actually that will bite into them, that will gnaw at their conscience, that will make them, they will realize that they are not accepting the messages of God, and they will have to deal with that at an internal level, way before having to deal with that at an external level in the grave or on the day of resurrection. A second point which we can derive from this collection of verses is that one of the ways for us to be able to invite others to the path of God is to logically explain and to draw on one's own personal conviction and belief system when trying to convey the message to others, to get them to understand the religious perspective. This becomes very important when we deal with society, that we need to use logic and our own personal experiences many times to be able to speak to people and educate them about the faith of Islam and the teachings of the Noble Quran. A third point which we can derive is that one of the ways of teaching and educating others is through drawing comparisons, drawing parallels or similitudes. God has created us. And when we look at the example in Surah Yasin, we see that the worthless idols which people used to worship could bring absolutely no benefit to them. And so they were given the parable of what God can do on one hand and what the idols are unable to perform. And so this becomes a great way to learn and to teach others, is through such examples and parables, just as the Quran has used in many different instances, not only in Surah Yasin, but in many other chapters of this noble book. And last but not least, in terms of the messages that we can derive and learn and take away from this collection of verses that we've been reviewing, is the fact that even after martyrdom, after the demise of an individual, still those devotees of God are still constantly concerned and are worried about the state of their fellow community members, of their believers. It's not that they just die and they I lose all connection and feeling and sentiment with the world that they used to live in and their family and friends and community. No, this passage shows us that even after death, those who are the martyrs, they are still concerned about their own community and what state of affairs that they may be in. We close and we ask God to give us the ability to continue to learn and to reflect and to derive benefit from Surah Yasin and all of the chapters of the Holy Quran. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.